is in dealing with loving as Christ loved and the kindness of this love directed toward others. Let's see. Let's go to the final thing then, and then with this we'll close. I added major point five. Major point one, kindness and long-suffering, kindness and spiritual love, the environment of kindness, major point three, major point four, the direction. Point five, why we do not want to be kind. I want to look at some excuses or reasons why we do not prefer to be kind. Why not kindness? Now, I want to say this very quickly, and I know you know it, but just to make sure we got it in our heads together, the primary reason is you're not walking in the power of the Spirit. That's why. Because if we're walking in the power of the Spirit, He pours in this love that is kind. Having said that, let's take a look why people can rationalize, I'm okay with God, and they're not going to be kind. Point one. It goes without saying that we are not going to be kind when we prefer to handle things ourselves, be in control. We're in control. We grieve the Holy Spirit. That means that we're out of the Holy Spirit, so that we are not going to produce spiritual love at all, therefore we're not going to be in kind. I know how to handle this situation. I don't need to consult God. I'm not going to consult God. I want to be in control of how they treated me or somebody that I love, and I'm not going to be kind. I'm not going to be in the Spirit. I'm in control. Point two. The reason many believers are not kind in what they call their Christian life is that they have contempt for kindness. They have contempt for kindness. We've already studied this in Romans. They have contempt for kindness. They think that kindness is weakness. I observed this whole thing. Sometimes I use the phrase, people want to be a John Wayne Christian, real tough. I saw a John Wayne movie the other night, and it was just so funny. Somebody had apologized. Don't you ever apologize. When you apologize, that's weak. And I just smiled. But that's the way a lot of Christians are. We want to be this macho Christian. And therefore, long-suffering and all of these things don't fit. And so we have a contempt for kindness. Strong person doesn't have to be kind. Kindness is a weakness. And if they're kind, they will be construed as weakness. And do you know what is interesting? You probably will be. There are a lot of women who say they want a kind man, but then they come across a kind man, and after a while, they start wanting to rule him. They have contempt for him. And so we say we like kindness, but when it comes down to really liking it or not, it generally doesn't work that way. So you'll find yourself, if you're kind to people, then people will think you're weak. And that's generally true. That's why, and we're going to see this as we continue love, I don't care if it gets down to just one person. I'm going to study spiritual love. I know of nothing I'm studying more important than this class. And we're going to see later is one thing about love. Love just doesn't care. Love does not care what other people think, what other people do. It's going to continue to love. It does not consider when hurt or wronged. It just isn't going to. So if you're kind, people will think you're weak, they'll run over you, and they're not going to, I'm not going to let anyone do that to me, I'm not going to be anyone's servant, and all this kind of thing. So kindness takes a back seat as far as the priorities. Except, you know, there are a lot of people, real macho people, that are real kind, and it's very interesting. They're kind to animals, but not to people. I know people that are kind to their dog more than they are to their wife. They're kind to little, and then they think they're wonderful people. But you ought to see the way they treat others. It's just really amazing how we can struggle around this thing and avoid it. Why people are not kind. So many believers may not say these exact words, but they think that kindness is weakness. That contempt for it. First thing that we have to do is to change our whole thinking about kindness, and that's why I gave you kindness is an attribute of God. Kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. Kindness is a characteristic of an impact of love. Kindness is what is going to make heaven heaven. Got to change our attitude about kindness. Stop our contempt for it. So we studied a lot of things about kindness. Attribute of God, attribute of love, fruit of the Spirit, make it part of our salvation. Do you not know that it is my kindness that draws you to repentance? Kindness is strength. Kindness is strength. 3. Another reason believers do not practice kindness, do not want to be kind, is that kindness demands, now here it is, kindness demands that you are considerate of others. You're not going to be kind if you're not considering of what they need, because kindness meets a need. Our flesh nature is to consider self first. Consider self, not the other person. And to be kind, you have to consider them. You have to think about them, what they need, what's going on in their life, what has caused them to sin, what has caused them to hurt, what has caused them, whatever it is that you've been put into contact with this, and you have to be kind or be considerate of what's going on in another person's soul, another person's life, or in the circumstances of the person, if you're going to have this kindness. But if you're occupied with yourself, then you're not going to do it. So kindness demands that you be considerate of others. Being considerate of others means you've got to look at them, concentrate, think about what they need, what's going on in their soul. In the carnal state, we naturally want to get even for wrongs. We want to judge. We want to just isolate ourselves, kind of a live and let live, you know, stay out of it, and just not let it intrude on our lives. If love is kind, it will intrude on your life. Fourth reason people are not kind and do not want to practice kindness, they do not have the time. It takes time to be kind. I know people have no problem giving money, but boy, don't ask them for 5 minutes. Don't ask them for five. You can ask them for $5, but don't ask for 5 minutes, because they're not going to get it. They're just too busy. And this is especially true in the society in which we live in. I just don't have time to be kind. It takes time to be kind. People, and I'll go back to the Good Samaritan example, it takes time to stop, get off of your own horse or whatever, go over. First of all, get medical aid right there. Nourish him. Wash him with oil. Do the things necessary. Put him on the mount. Take him to an inn. Talk with the innkeeper. Give the money to the innkeeper. You've blown a half day in just being kind. You've blown a half a day. And one reason people are not kind, don't have time. Do not have time to be kind. Do not have time to stop and help the person along the road. I'm just giving examples. I'm not trying to put a heavy. But just don't have time. I don't have time to stop and help this person. I've got a deadline. I've got to get going. Don't have time to even with family, even husbands and wives. I don't have time. You take care of that. Parents to their children. Simple kindness in the home. Don't have time. I'm very busy. And we might even fool ourselves, I'm busy for you. I'm doing this other stuff for you. And that's just a big lie. And I know people that pull that kind of stuff. You know, I don't do that because I'm doing this other stuff and all that. It's just makes you feel good. And if that's fine, deceive yourself, that's good. Go ahead. If you want to do that, that's a good way to live. But if you're going to walk in the Spirit, it's going to intrude on your time. And so one of the big reasons is I don't have time. I'm too busy. I'm just too busy with my own life. What is required or demanded in spiritual love, or what will come across in spiritual love, is a sacrifice of your time. Not just your money, but your time. And we can talk about what Jesus Christ gave for us. No time to love. That's what happens in so many cases. If you're going to live the Spirit-filled life, that is walking in the power of the Spirit, then believe me, you're just going to have to get ready. It's going to intrude on your time. That's what kindness does. And you know, that's one of the things that makes it so valuable to the other person. They see what you're doing. That they are, if you want to put it this way, they are that important to you that you will take time out and come over and do that for them. And as part of as much as the care that you give them, as much as the help that you render, that you stopped and did that. It shouts. God became man and did not think that was beneath himself to die on a cross and bear my sins. I'm compelled with that kind of love. That's the kind of love I can trust. That's the kind of God I can trust. A God that looked down and saw my need and did not think it was too intrusive on him to become man, lower than angels, submitting to all the laws of nature, physical, everything. Here he is, a sovereign, omnipotent, omnipresent God, and he limits himself, and he even hangs up the inability to die so that he can die, take our place. We look at that kind of love, Paul says in 2 Corinthians, I'm compelled with that kind of love. When I look at the way that he loved me, that kind of love controls me. And that's what we want to duplicate and will duplicate when we're walking in the Spirit with the Spirit-filled life. We will duplicate that kind of love. But when you don't have time to be kind, then people, let me just put it in very simple terms, you're not walking in the power of the Spirit. So every interaction that we have with one another, with other people, is in the power of the Spirit, and kindness comes in. Now, I want to add a little sub-point here, not to take anything away from what I said. Kindness does not necessarily take time. Kindness is often nothing more than how you interact with a person or a simple word. But generally, it will intrude on your time. Five. A strong reason for not being kind, ingratitude of others. I've been kind to them, and they just didn't appreciate it. They just didn't appreciate it. Why should I be kind when it is not even appreciated or recognized? My husband and wife, they do not appreciate kindness. In fact, they take advantage of it. They just take it for granted. Well, I'm just not going to be kind anymore. I'm tired of it. This is why. Now, are you listening? This is why, and you recall we used Reddit, this is why Jesus Christ used kindness in reference to wine. Wine is kind. What is he saying? He's saying that no matter who's drinking this wine, it's going to give the same robust to anybody. Here's a person that's a real fine old wine. And here's a person that couldn't care less if it was Ripple, Red Ripple. And you got another person that would prefer to have beer. And then you got a person sitting at the table who really appreciates wine. I mean, makes just a nuisance of themselves. First of all, they look at it, and they make sounds about that. And then they get the bouquet, and they can really tell the difference in smell, and they can appreciate it. They know the difference. And then finally they taste it. And then they roll it around, getting it through all the taste buds in their tongue. And then they start talking about what it tastes like and what parts of the earth are involved in it and what plants and what this and what that. And everybody else is just looking at it. Like, what are you getting out of that? Okay. It's kind to everybody. It does not care. It does not care that somebody can't even appreciate it. That's what this love is. Love is not, spiritual love is never given to get something back. It's there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. One thing that I have against hyper-Calvinists who say that he only died for the elect, they have attacked God's love. They have scrutinized his love, that he did not love all mankind and die for all mankind. I know what Calvinists in. Their love is only if you appreciate it. If you don't appreciate it, then you don't love. You don't get this kindness. The love that we see of God and what kindness does here is it doesn't matter. This love does not matter whether you respond or not. This is what love does. I love you. Spiritual love throwing this up, and this is what love does. It doesn't say, okay, well, if you don't respond, I'm taking it back. This love doesn't do that. This will be there because this is love. So, fifth reason is people do not appreciate it. My kindness is not appreciated, therefore I'm not going to give it. So people are just ingratitude of it. Ingratitude for your kindness. And therefore, what do? You react to their ingratitude. I will not be kind to them. Now, where does this take us back to? This takes us back to the long suffering. And I've got to keep, as we build on this, we're going to be putting it all together. Here's the long suffering. Now, we'll see how all, what God has done in chapter 13 is just, and what He's given us is unbelievable. So here is kindness, and so someone doesn't appreciate it. Well, what's going to stop me from reacting? Well, it's long suffering. It doesn't matter whether you do or not. Long suffering of love, see, says I keep, love keeps taking it, and as long as it keeps taking it, kindness comes out. Whether you like it or not, it's coming out. And why will it keep coming out when it's not even appreciated? Because love is long suffering. It's not going to react. So if you continue to walk in the Spirit and love with spiritual love, you've now got these two working together. So that if they don't appreciate your kindness, in fact, they just keep doing what they were doing, that doesn't care, because love's long-suffering. It's long-suffering. Turn to 1 Corinthians 13.
They're not going to appreciate the long-suffering,
then, are they? No, they're not going to appreciate that either. That's what I'm thinking you're a fool. Look at 1 Corinthians 13. Let's just do something we haven't done for quite a while. Let's go. Verse 4, love is long-suffering, love is kind. Love is not jealous, love does not brag. We'll cover those two next. Love is not arrogant, love does not act unbecomingly. Now here we go. It does not seek its own, it is not provoked. Not provoked goes with being long-suffering. You can't provoke this love. Oh, I don't want it. That doesn't say, okay, you don't want my love, nope, that's it. No, it's long-suffering. Love is not provoked. So we'll see what that means and how it works if you just kind of pick up on it just from reading. Love does not take into account when wronged. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. We're going to study what does it look like and why does God's love sometimes look like it's failing. So kindness is a priority of the whole plan of God. And love is, and kindness is what gives it this ingredient that we're looking at. That it causes others to be drawn to it. What draws us to God's love. And no matter what we do, He's still long-suffering. And our love will be long-suffering. So we will display the very character of Christ, the very character of God. We are kind because, not because, remember this, you do not choose to be kind. You do not choose to be kind. What you've chosen to do is to walk in the Spirit. You really don't even choose to love. You choose to walk in the Spirit. It's just like the person doesn't say, I'm going to make myself drunk. You don't choose to be drunk. You choose to keep drinking some intoxicating alcohol. That's what you make the decision to do. The alcohol does what it's supposed to do. It'll make you drunk. So you and I make a decision. We don't make a decision to be kind. We don't make a decision really even to love. We make a decision about our relationship with God, the third member of the Godhead. I walk by faith in the Spirit. And what will start happening in your life, even if you don't like it, you're going to be kind. As long as you walk in the Spirit. It's just like, well, you know, I don't like being drunk. And I use this because Paul says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. I don't like being drunk. But I am drunk. Why? Because I drank the alcohol. Well, I may not even like being kind to this jerk who doesn't deserve the kindness. But as long as you walk in the Spirit and He pours in this love, you will be kind. You will be kind. That's what love is. Love is kind. This love. It's characterized this way. Now, next we've got two more things. We saw long-suffering is on the inside. Kindness is on the outside. Long-suffering, no one can see. But they see the kindness. All will know that you're mine. If you love one another as I've loved you, all will know that you're mine. If it's just a long suffering, they don't know. But now they know because of what's up here, the kindness. Now we're going to take two more together, another pair. And jealousy, and so. Whether or not I'm jealous or not, nobody knows. Bragging's on the outside. Boasting is on the outside. They see and hear that. Jealousy's on the inside, they're not. So we'll study how those two go together, just like long-suffering and kindness, jealousy and boasting go together. So we'll see that starting next this evening. guy's going to work up. What kind of God are you, and what does your love look like? But we see it very clearly at the cross. Your love is kind. It bore our burdens. Whether we appreciate it or not, your love is kind. And Father, we want to imitate your love. And the only way we can do that is just to walk in the Spirit, and we will. We will love as you loved us. Father, we thank you so much for giving us the privilege to examine these things, to be aware of these things, be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit in regard to these things. Father, we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.